for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
And welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. We move into the consolation semifinal round. On deck, we've got Colton Eichens going at a 152 consolation match against Dietrich Balsbaugh, Trinity School at River Ridge. They came in as the number one and number three seeds. They will wrestle to see who wrestles for third in a couple of minutes. There's a match going on right now that precedes the Eichens-Balsbaugh match. And there's 42 seconds left in the second period there. It's a 145 match. Still to come, Brad Kroll, Brett Kapsner, Teddy Daler in Class A, Justin Jenks, Gage Blechinger of Little Falls in AAA. No finalists for Piers or Royalton Upsala. Foley with two. Both Spencer Elwell and Sailor Schmidt will wrestle for AA championships. So the Class A 145 pounders going at it right now. Consolation semis. Colton lost a tough one, 3-2 to Jared Novak in the semis. Dietrich Balsbaugh has come back after losing to BBE's Kobe Schrammel in the quarterfinals. Lost a 4-3 decision. And he has come through beating Cody Dravis, Cody LaFave of Monoman to get back to this match. Right now on mat five, that's where Colton will be. No, he'll be on mat one, excuse me. Yeah, mat one for Colton. And there is injury time right there in that match. So we're close for our last round of action here before we go to third and fifth place matches, and those get started at 4:30 this afternoon. So they'll clear the building here, and then we'll come back for third and fifth place matches, and that'll end our day, our week. We don't have anybody in the finals. We won't be bringing you the Foley matches tonight. We will finish off with the third and fifth place matches down here at the Xcel. So let's see if we're going for third instead of fifth. So when we come back, we should be about ready to go for Colton and Balsbaugh. 20 seconds left in the second period before that one. Balsbaugh came in 39-1. He's now 42-2 from Trinity School at River Ridge. That's in section four, so it's down in the Twin Cities metro area here. So Eichens and Balsbaugh when we come back on You Are There Sports.
When things aren't made well, you'll find out sooner or later. It's like that with a wireless network, too. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer in Little Falls. If having a reliable network matters to you, stop in and talk to us about Verizon Wireless. Plus, when we sell you a phone, we make sure you are comfortable and know how to use it before you leave the store. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls and join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network because better matters.
Subject to VCW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. See VCW.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. With the winter Pioneer sports season winding down, I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the Pioneer teams on their successful seasons and wish them the best of luck as they enter into the playoff portion of their season. Remember, for all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Colt Nations and Dietrich Balsbaugh getting ready to go down on mat one. Also up will be Brad Kroll, Brett Kapsner, and Teddy Daler. They're going to all be on mat five when their consolation semis roll around. Triple A, two Flyers. Justin Jenks, Gage Blechinger still to come.
2 pounds, your winner by fall in 33 seconds.
Right now, AAA, one of them is, one mat is at 152, the other one's at 138. So we're closing in on Justin Jenks' match.
70 pounds, AA. From Tri-City United, it's Mason Rutt.
Colton a minute away now.
Jared.
Maybe there's a 6-6 score on that match. 145-pounder. See if Colton can respond for what I'm sure was a disappointing result against Aikens Jared Novak. The winners will wrestle for third. The losers will wrestle for fifth. At 4:30 this afternoon, they'll go on simultaneously. They'll take the mats down to a total of 6 mats. Class A down on the far end from me, double A, or triple A in the middle, and double A near side. We get the wild game feeds going on tonight at the Brickyard. That benefit will go towards Piers Legion Park in the building of one of those spectator decks. I think that would be a great addition to Piers Legion Park. So come on out to the Brickyard for the wild game feed. All kind of raffles, good fun. That's all going on at the Brickyard tonight. Great food, a lot of food. Donnie said they got a lot of stuff there. So you won't be disappointed in your menu choices for that. Also, we'd like to thank our sponsors here that have made it possible for the broadcasting of this state wrestling tournament, including Hedekin Insurance. Eric gave me a call, says, how can I be a part of You Are There Sports state tournament wrestling coverage? He said, it's easy. Tell me what you want to say. And Eric says, let's say we're serving Central Minnesota for 30 years, representing 20 companies, offices in Little Falls, Pine River, Brainerd. They've got two generations of their family currently employed, and they're hopefully looking for a third generation soon. Hedekin Insurance specializes in business, auto, home, farm, life, health, and crop insurance. To contact Hedekin Insurance, contact Eric, Matt, or Chris Hedekin at 320-632-6592. 320-632-6592, Hedekin Insurance. Here we go. Colt Nations out on the mat. He'll check in against Balsbaugh from Trinity at River Ridge. Came in as the number one seed, Colton as the 3 seed. They're on mat one and ready to go. Colton will wear red as the anklet, and we're underway. These are 1 minute periods. Colton.
Colton
drives in, throw try by Eichens. Big throw by Colton. Did he get two out of that? Nope, they ruled out of bounds. Boy, did Colton really have a throw on Balsbaugh. He's in blue, is Balsbaugh. Colton has switched from the black singlet he wore in the semis to red here. 38 seconds left, no points. Colton got close to two with a throw near the edge in front of the Trinity coaches. Shot in, try again by Colton. Now Ballsbaugh trying to defend and out of bounds. Coming up, we've got Kroll, Kapsner, Daler coming up in A consolation semis. 16 seconds. I think both kids just kind of heard a whistle. They all looked away as if looking at the ref. And ref says, I didn't blow the whistle. Both Colton and Ballsbaugh kind of look back. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they step out. We're going to have one more whistle to restart with 2 seconds. No score yet between Dietrich Ballsbaugh, Trinity School at River Ridge. Colton Nations appears. And there's the end of the period. No score. Kroll will get Leo Bisey of Minneota coming up.
160 pounds. Winner by fall at 3:49. Michael Bruce. Adrian.
Ballsbaugh starting riding here. Breaks Colton down. Colton turns into him. Ballsbaugh still in on the waist. Now Colton flat out again. Kroll is out there now. Brad from Royalton Upsala. He's just underway, 16 seconds into his match. Eichens now to his knees. Here's Eichens coming, trying to hook that leg around. Ballsbaugh countering. Colton's up. Now Colton's going to try and throw, but he can't. Now Ballsbaugh in on a half. Trying to run it around here on Colton Eichens with a minute 15 to go. Colton gets a hold of the leg. Now driving into the ribs. Colton's got a shot here. Colton Eichens. This is a possible stalemate coming. Both guy with a leg. Referee down to look. Colton coming back. He might, he almost dumped him back over his back there. And the referee says, let's start fresh. Bisey and Kroll are scoreless with 25 seconds left. 51 seconds left in a scoreless second for Colton Eichens. Referee gets him set. And we got a caution, I believe, on Colton. All right, now the start coming again. Ballsbaugh grabs the ankle. Colton reaches up for Ballsbaugh's left wrist. Colton again has turned into Ballsbaugh. Ballsbaugh sagging down. Now Colton's up. Colton gets an escape. 1-0. Now he's underhooked on Ballsbaugh.
Your results on mat number 8 and 70 pounds double A.
Has a 2-0 score now.
Zero decision.
He's trailing.
Jared Florell of Totino Grace.
Kroll trailing Bisey of Minneota 2-0.
Wrestling on mat number
25 seconds left. Colton with an escape here, leading 1-0.
Cameron Schmitz. From Orno, Bobby Strigow.
Now it's Ballsbaugh dropping down to a knee, dives in at the ankle. Colton pushes down on the head. Now Colton drives forward, and they go out of bounds. 10 seconds left in the second. 1-0 lead for Colton Eichens.
145-pound AAA, Ryan Reed.
Now Kroll has tied up his match at 2-2 with Bisey over there at 160. Right after the Kroll match, it'll be Brett Kapsner coming out at 170. And the period ends for Colton Eichens and Dietrich Ballsbaugh, 1-0 in favor of Colton. Colton's going to ride here in the third. As there's blood time in the Kroll match. Colton's digging underneath for a cradle on Ballsbaugh early in the third. Over the hip of Ballsbaugh. Ballsbaugh balled up underneath. Colton coming forward. Ballsbaugh trying to pump over. Colton has the ankle hooked with his leg, and the referee says a stalemate. Ballsbaugh within on the leg of Colton as well. 1-0 Eichens. Minute 29 to go. Colton, a runner-up 2 years ago as a sophomore, fourth last year as a junior, trying to get to a third-place match here his senior year. He's got a half in, running it on Ballsbaugh, trying to get in a little more angle on him. He's got the leg in. 108 to go for Eichens, leading Ballsbaugh 1-0. Right now, Kroll has taken a 3-2 lead on Beise. Here's a throw near the edge, out, and no points. Almost into the coaches there on the... And Colton gets up, shaking his left hand. I think he jammed his pinky. He's coming over. That's injury time, I think, for Colton.
Now wrestling that man 7 at 170 pounds.
So Kroll and Beise are in a stoppage, as are
Sam Truin, Minneapolis.
Oh, we got Jenks out there now. Justin Jenks on the mat for Little Falls. And Jenks is going at it against Sam Truin, and he's got a quick takedown about 30 seconds into that 1 minute first. Now Kroll's back underway. So Jenks is up now. Now it's 4-0 for Jenks. Kroll underway again with Beise over there. 3-3 is that score. Eichen's still on the sideline. They're taping up his left hand. I think it was his pinky that got jammed. Here's Kroll for two. And Kroll's now up 5-3. He came into this tournament the number one seed. Here's Jenks with a cradle on. Truin down there. He's got three near fall. And that's going to up the lead. 7-0 at the end of the first for Justin Jenks. Kroll riding here on Beise. 10 seconds left in the second for Kroll. And now Eichen's back out there trying to elevate and turn in and get Ballsbaugh down to the mat. Ballsbaugh spinning. There's a clasp called. And it's a clasp against Colton. And it's 1-1 with Ballsbaugh now. Jenks, he's got Truin taken down, trying to crank over again. Jenks is working him over down there. It's 11-0 for Jenks. Now Colton Eichens back and throwing in over the leg. Colton in the third, 20 seconds left. Scramble. Colton in on the legs. Ballsbaugh turning. Near fall there for Colton. Colton got two. He's up 3-1. Late. Ballsbaugh now with 4 seconds left. Eichens holding on, and Colton will wrestle for third place. Eichens wins 3-1 over Dietrich Ballsbaugh. And Colton will have one more trip to the mat tonight for a third place spot on the podium. Now Brad Kroll. A minute 15 to go. So Eichens 3-1 goes for third in Class A. Kroll and Beise go out of bounds, and that will stop the clock with 106. Jenks still pounding on Truin from Minneapolis South. It's 14-0 right now. 35 seconds left in the second period. Coming up next, it will be Brett Kapsner's match.
Class A, Jacob Winchum.
Kroll and Beise shoulder to shoulder. 5-4 lead for Kroll. And now a stoppage with 46 seconds left. Blood time for Brad Kroll. Jenks trying to tech fall Minneapolis South Sam Truin. He's going after a cradle. He's got the cradle in. The count comes. This will end in a tech fall if Jenks doesn't pin him here. There it is. It's a tech fall win for Justin Jenks. He will go for third in Class 3A with a 17-0 tech fall over Sam Truen, Minneapolis South. 17-0 for Jenks. Kroll coming back out on mat 5. So we've got Kapsner and Daler and Blechinger to come. Kroll underway again with Leo Bicey, Miniota. Kroll in maroon, Bicey in blue. 33 seconds left. Brad is up by a point, and they step out of bounds. 30 seconds to go. Kroll leading Bicey 5-1. Blechinger will be up pretty soon for Little Falls.
Number 8, 182 pounds, AA.
3 matches left.
Your winner from New
Kroll Cameron trying to cradle here on Bicey. 15 seconds to go, pushing down on the shoulders. Bicey try potting up, and the referee says stalemate. Stalemate in the Kroll match with 10 seconds left.
Now wrestling at mat 7 at 182 pounds.
And Kroll on his feet. Kroll with one last shot. Bicey tries it up and under. Kroll counters. And Brad Kroll will wrestle for third. 5-4 win for Brad Kroll.
John Allen.
Moving on into the third place match from Royalton Upsala. Over Leo Bicey.
70-pound AAA Justin Jenks.
So Jenks wins, Eichens wins, Kroll wins, and now Brett Kapsner will try for a win.
4 decision for Brad Kroll, Royalton.
Kapsner gets Devin Manzi of Zumbrota Mazeppa.
60-pound AA. Trey Bedford, your winner.
Kapsner lost to Michael Otomo of Dover, Iota, 9-6.
From New Prague is Nick Knutson.
Manzi.
From Cassin Manorville, Andy Bigelow.
From Zumbrota lost his very first match to Derek Herman, who's in the finals at this weight, and he has come back to get to this point. And Kapsner's underway over there against Manzi from Zumbrota. Front headlock here by Brett, spinning him around, pulling him back in towards the circle, and out of bounds, no points. 37 seconds left, first period. Manzi and Kapsner. Kapsner trying to tie up hands, reaching for the head, pulling the wrist down. 24 seconds left in this 1 minute first. Still just locked up, really not even moving up in the middle, maybe a step one way or the other. Final seconds here in the opening minute of the 170 consolation semi, and there's the period with no points. Kapsner and Manzi. Zumbrota Mazeppa, he's got a navy blue with white and silver panels up and down the side. And the start has Brett to a knee, trying to free the hands from Manzi, who's riding, throwing in legs, potentially dangerous stoppage as Brett lifted him up and they were in standing position. Teddy Daler will be up on this same mat in a couple of matches at 220 pounds. Manzi on the ride here. Up on the back again, both legs thrown in by Manzi of Zumbrota Mazeppa. And again, they stop it, same thing. And Brett kind of throws his hands up like, what do you want me to do? He's throwing legs in on my waist, riding on my back. Brett just stands up and gets the whistle. No points yet. Manzi riding here, and again, standing. Manzi's legs in. Stoppage for dangerous. Third time in 32 seconds that has developed. Minute 28 to go in the second period. There's a stand-up. Brett trying to turn. This time Manzi doesn't throw legs. He stays in deep waist ride. Now Brett's up with Manzi behind him, and he's out for an escape. Kapsner up 1-0. Now Brett dives in at legs. Trying to secure a double, but goes out of bounds. 1-0 Kapsner. 1:13 to go in the second for Brett Kapsner against Devin Manzi of Zumbrota Mazeppa. Kapsner tying up hands. Manzi reaching behind the head of Brett. Kapsner pulls the arm down. Manzi shoots in on a single. Whizzer by Kapsner. Spinning, hooking the ankle is Manzi. Brett now standing, still whizzing, but he gives up the two on the takedown. Manzi wins that scramble, and he's up now 2-1. So 2-1, Devin Manzi leading Kapsner in the second with only seconds left. 28 of them. Now Kapsner and Manzi go out of bounds. A stroll back to the middle. The AAA matches are at 152 and 182. Blechinger at heavyweight, so he's several matches away from his consolation. Resuming action for Manzi and Kapsner.
Correction, at 160 pounds.
And he's got those legs in on the double leg ride here by Manzi, just stretching him out. And the period ends. 2-1 lead for Devin Manzi of Zumbrota Mazeppa. Winner goes to third, and the loser will wrestle for fifth. 2 minutes left. I think I just heard that the winner, well, I won't speculate what I heard. Brett Kapsner now, his turn to ride. This is match number 1,000, by the way. There's a trivia question. Who wrestled the 1,000th match at the state tournament? Your answer, Brett Kapsner. In on the waist, driving forward now, trying to turn Manzi. And the referee comes in and stops it for dangerous, and Brett getting a little flustered out there. 1:31 to go. 2-1 Manzi in the third. Now they start again. Brett breaks him down on the mat. And about 1:20 to go for Kapsner. Referee gets down closer to the mat to look. Kapsner hooking legs. Left arm under the belly of Manzi.
Your results on mat number eight.
Manzi crooks that left knee up.
Decision goes to John Allen of Fridley.
1 minute to go. 2-1 Manzi leading Kapsner.
Next up on mat number eight at 225.
Brett trying to pull that left arm back in a wing. Manzi sits, turns into Brett's leg. Neutral now and reversed him. Reversal for Manzi. And he'll take a 4-1 lead with under a minute. And see, he'll ride out some time here on the hip of Brett Kapsner. 4-1 now, Manzi. Straddling the circle outside, one knee in, one knee out for both guys. 20 seconds left. Manzi just pushing down on Brett's head. Now bumps him forward a little bit. Just doing enough. 7 seconds. And Manzi will just sit down on the hip and ride this one out. And there it is, a 4-1 Manzi victory over Kapsner. So Brett will wrestle for fifth place at 170 pounds. Manzi will wrestle for third. And that leaves us with the match for Teddy Daler. They're moving to 182 in A on mat 5. Then they've got a 195 match. And then it'll be Teddy Daler. So Teddy is 2 matches away on mat 5. AAA has Gage Blechinger yet to come. They're on mat 2 and mat 7. Right now, mat 7 has the 195-pound match going on. Mat 2 has the 160 match going on. Blechinger, as we turn the pages here.
285.
Gage is on mat 7. Mat 7 for Blechinger. So he's two matches away. They'll wrestle the 220 match, and then Blechinger's consolation semi to come. They're in the second period down on mat 7 right now. So Eichens wins, Kroll wins, Kapsner loses. We've got Jenks won. Daler and Blechinger still to come here in consolation semifinal action on You Are There Sports.
The Red Rooster in Genola says congratulations and good luck to the Pierce Pioneers at the State Wrestling Tournament, and best of luck to the boys and girls basketball teams in your playoffs. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna days from 11:30 until everything's gone. All you can eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans, and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like the Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule. Supporting the Pierce Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635, or Matt's number 320-293-2893. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce is having a delicious all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday during Lent. Enjoy cod, pollock, shrimp, and all the fixings, all for only $9.50. And mark this date on your calendar, Saturday, February 27th. The Brickyard is having a wild game feed with great games, gun raffles, and fun. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. All proceeds from the wild game feed at the Brickyard will go towards the Pierce Legion Ballpark for the building of a new spectator deck. That's at the Brickyard.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Pierce, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you say.
Pioneer fans, this is Activities Director David Rushlow. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending 11 individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Jake Andries, Reese Kapsner, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Tamala, Jalen Jansen, Colton Eichens, Lane Gertz, Brett Kapsner, Matt Cummett, Teddy Daler, and David Skiba. We want to wish the team and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for a state title. We also want to wish the girls and boys basketball teams good luck as they start their section tournaments. The robotics and knowledge bowl teams as they start their regionals. Aaron Weber at state AAA and the BPA members at their state competition. Reminder, the Piers Bazaz is holding a soup cook-off and silent auction fundraiser on March 5th starting at 4 p.m. at the Piers Ballroom. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Back at the Xcel Energy Center, coming up, Teddy Daler. Also, Gage Blechinger to come. Pretty close. Teddy will be on mat 5.
On mat number 8 at 285.
Blechinger's going to be on 7.
Sam Anderson.
Those are the two we have left.
St. Margaret's, Jameer Anderson.
Right now, Blechinger is listed up next. And they are in period 2 there prior to Gage Blechinger's match.
Den Thompson, Belgrade, Bruton, El Rosa.
So Eichens will go for third, Kapsner for fifth. We'll find out about Teddy in a little bit. Jenks will go for third for Little Falls. We'll find out about Blechinger in a little bit. Kroll will go for third from Royalton Upsala. That's what's to come yet. That next session begins at 4:30. They'll wrestle third and fifth place matches in all classes.
St. Francis wins a sudden victory decision, 8-6.
So Daler, let's see if he's listed on deck on mat 5. Yes, he is. He gets Eli Craig of Caledonia. Craig and Daler. Daler lost to the defending state champs. The defending state champ from Minneota. Minneota from Bold. Boy. Manuel Garcia defeated Teddy. It was a 9-2 decision. 35 seconds left in the second in the match prior to Blechinger.
Results at 195, Class A. Winner by a 5-4.
Daler's match.
Luke Reitzigal.
Is the match prior to that ready to start the second period.
Now wrestling.
So about 4 minutes from Teddy.
New York Bill Sam Eckenbrack.
And about.
And from Dover,
about
Minnesota,
2 minutes away from Blechinger. The final two of this round of consolation semis. Everybody out there is going to be on the medal stand tonight. Just a matter of where they put you up there. What height.
Match number 305. It's a 220-pound match between South St. Paul.
All right, they're starting to move matches here, so we got to keep my ears open.
Moving from mat number 4.
I don't think they'll move either one of our guys. They're up next. Blechinger and Daler are both up next on their mats. Minute 52 before Gage Blechinger's match.
185 pounds, the winner by fall. 1 minute, 19 seconds.
Teddy's match prior to his. Under a minute to go in the second. So we're getting close to Daler against Craig of Caledonia. And we're a minute and a half away from Gage Blechinger's consolation semi.
Result.
Blechinger will face in his consolation and hopes for a trip to a third place match where Justin Jenks will also be in action. Anoka's Jesse Heifert will be Gage Blechinger's opponent. Jesse Heifert of Anoka against Little Falls' Gage Blechinger coming up in a minute on You Are There Sports.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
When things aren't made well, you'll find out sooner or later. It's like that with a wireless network, too. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer in Little Falls. If having a reliable network matters to you, stop in and talk to us about Verizon Wireless. Plus, when we sell you a phone, we make sure you are comfortable and know how to use it before you leave the store. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls and join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network because better matters.
Subject to VCW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Gage Blechinger coming out for his consolation semi against Jesse Heifert of Anoka High School. 285 triple A. Teddy's match is going to have to wait. They're going to overtime down there. So now Blechinger underway with Heifert. And little wrist grab there by Heifert in the maroon, white, and gray of the Anoka Tornadoes. State entrant as a team, third place as a team in AAA. Blechinger trying to free hit the hand. Now, ooh, look out. Heifert pushes Blechinger almost into the front row of seats here. That's BBE's Ben Thompson down there in overtime against Lucas Trio of Maple River. In the match, here's Thompson. Thompson's going to win it in overtime. Thompson of BBE will go to third, and that'll bring up Teddy Daler's match. Blechinger still locked up with Heifert. 2 seconds, 1 second. And it's a scoreless first between Blechinger and Heifert. And Teddy Daler now will check in against Eli Craig of Caledonia. Stoppage here in the Blechinger match. So Daler puts on the anklet.
Class A, 220 pounds.
Eli Craig, Caledonia.
Winner in
gold and black.
Ben Thompson, Belgrade. Burton El Rosa.
Now Daler underway. Teddy has the green anklet on. Craig sagging down on Daler. Daler spinning him, pushing him away. Blechinger's back to action. Scoreless, just started the second. Daler shucks him off to the side. Daler shoots again. There's a stall call on Craig. So Daler, being active and aggressive, forces a stall call against Eli Craig of Caledonia. No score in Blechinger's match. Minute and 41 left. Now Craig shoots in, and he's out of bounds, though. Teddy was right on the circle, his heels there, and out of bounds. No score yet. Daler and Craig. Now front headlock try by Craig. Shucks him by, goes in on the leg. Wizard, does he keep the toes in for two? He does. Craig gets two on a takedown with 9 seconds left in the first for Eli Craig of Caledonia. Blechinger gets two. He's up 2-0 now and riding here. No, it's, I'm sorry, Heifert with a takedown. Heifert's up 2-0. Craig now has Teddy balled up underneath as time is going to run out there. And Craig's got a 2-0 lead after a period. And now Blechinger's caught in a cradle down there by Heifert. Heifert with a good cradle here on Blechinger, and it's a fall.
Winner by a 9-3 decision.
So Blechinger will go for fifth place in AAA. He loses by fall to Heifert of Anoka. Gage Blechinger for fifth this afternoon.
Wrestling on that number one at 285, Trent Espin.
Now we're back at the Teddy Daler match. Riding here is Eli Craig. He's got a 2-0 lead. Minute and a half to go. Jesse Heifert pins Gage Blechinger. So it'll be a third place match for Jenks, a fifth place for Blechinger. Third for Eichens, fifth for Kapsner. We're waiting here on Daler. Third place for Kroll as well. 105 to go. Teddy being stretched out there down on the mat. Craig has them all, and they stop it for dangerous. Teddy stands up and wrenches that right shoulder around. Gets back down on the mat. And Craig goes after the waist ride again. Breaks Teddy down. Teddy down to his right shoulder now. Bump forward by Craig. Now Teddy goes prone.
Number eight at 225.
45 seconds left in the second. This is our last match here of this session. Building starting to clear out here in St. Paul. Still with a ride here on the elbow is Craig. Right elbow, Teddy. Now Craig throws in double legs in front of his bench coach over there. Coaches Jensen and Hulls are in Teddy's corner. Teddy reaches back for a leg of Craig, turning into him. Craig still trying to cradle here, but out of bounds. 7 seconds left in this period.
That
2-0, still the score. Teddy Grambies. Teddy Grambied him for two to tie it. I don't think he got a near fall, but boy, did Teddy throw that on in a hurry. A Gramby with 7 seconds left. And we're going to go to the third in a 2-2 match between Daler and Craig. And they'll start on their feet. Here we go with the third Craig going after the ankle. He's in on that ankle now, the right of Teddy. Teddy trying to whizzer and come around. Daler. And Daler might get this. He does. Taylor with a takedown. 4-2. Daler now leading Craig. Daler has scored four quick points in the first or the last seven of last period and the first 15 of this. Ankle pick there by Teddy. Legs in on a Turk. Hips across. Teddy crawls up the body, cross face in. Daler elevates the leg. Daler's getting a count here. Teddy Daler with Craig and the Turk. Mark Jensen up off his chair. Daler now looking right at his head coach. He caught Craig there, threw the legs in, and a hard cross face by Teddy Daler. Craig can only look up at the lights. Teddy's going to put three more on the board. He's going to be up 7-2 here. A minute to go. Craig on his back. Teddy trying to get to third, and it's looking good now. Referee down and looking. Teddy Daler, his next to last match in a brilliant career. Daler has Craig's leg all up in the air and his crossface. Now he grabs under the shoulder. He's going to wrench this over again. 30 seconds left. Craig with Daler in on the crossface. Craig now to his left side a little bit. Teddy pulls that arm back. Teddy in on the shoulder of Craig, turns it, now elevates those legs. Craig rolling, he might get back to his belly. He does with 3 seconds, or with three near fall put up, but only 7 seconds. It's a win for Daler. Teddy wins 7-2 over Eli Craig of Caledonia. Daler with the 7-2 win to move him to third place this afternoon. Daler has his hand raised, jogs over to the Caledonia coaches, checks in, signs his score sheet, and comes over to Coach Jensen, who gets a big hug from his coach. 7-2 Daler over Craig to complete the consolation semifinals. So, coming up, the next session here at the XL Energy Center. It'll start at 4:30, we've got about an hour and 45 minutes. They'll let the fans back in at 3:30. We then turn things over to the third and fifth place matches, and that's going to do it for us. Once that round is done, I'm done. Out of here. Maybe get some wild game tonight. If we can make it back in time to the Brickyard. But 4:30, you'll have Colton Eichens going for third. At the same time, Brad Kroll will have a fifth place match. No, Brad's got a third place match. He won. Colton and Brad with third. Brett's got a fifth place match. Teddy's got a third place match. And in AAA, Jenks of Little Falls, Justin with a third place match. And Blechinger will wrestle for fifth place. Three Piers, two Little Falls, and Royalton Upsala. Six matches left in this weekend. That's coming up 4:30 this afternoon. They'll take two of these mats off the arena floor, reconfigure with six. They will wrestle the third and fifth place matches simultaneously. So that's the story here from St. Paul. Piers will have three medalists. Two could possibly get as high as third, one going for fifth. Third place matches for Colton and Teddy, and Brett will go for fifth place. So join us again at 4:30 this afternoon for our final round of coverage from the XL Energy Center in St. Paul on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, AMP Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Pierce Fire Department. Pierce Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports.